I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. Fused with American jazz and rhythm and blues, and known for its walking bass line spiced with an offbeat rhythm, ska, originating in Jamaica, served as a forerunner to the genres rocksteady and reggae, featuring the combined components of the Caribbean styles mento and calypso. Near the end of the 1950s that musicians in Jamaica began to court North American jazz rhythm and blues. Once the dating started, artists splashed up the sound with cunning lyrics wedded to the high-pitched cry of the guitar. They gave it the acronym ska for skills, knowledge, and ability. The historical periods of ska, generally spaced between three divisions, was initiated in the 1960s as part of the so-called original Jamaican scene, followed by what is termed two-tone ska, a 1970s revival set in Britain, blending the melodies and rhythmic patterns of Jamaica's ska with a more intense pace fused with punk rock, resulting in what came to be known as ska punk. The third, flourishing during the latter part of the 1980s into the 90s, took on an international flavor as bands from around the globe assigned their signature to ska's growing popularity. Ska, designed for the dance floor, holds a unique appeal not only because of its distinctive walking bass line, tendency to dip its toe into the land of jazz, but also because of its musical place in the early 1960s, where it was widely celebrated in Jamaica. Besides, other communities worldwide, especially those in Britain, found it attractive as well. From the 1990s on, the popularity of ska in the U.S. and beyond has lived in the shadow of rocksteady and reggae. And despite it having given way to its younger edition, ska fans, bands, and devotees take delight in its enduring appeal that still connects people through the international language of music. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.